listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, race fans. Ben De La Vega here with your Drag World Podcast for today, Tuesday, October 16th, 2006. And as I promised yesterday, here are the results for the Pro Stock class from the Torco Race Fuels NHRA Nationals from Virginia Motorsports Park. Now, this week's event will go down in history for many reasons. First of all, remember that 2 weeks ago in Reading, Pennsylvania, Greg Anderson in the Summit-backed race car set the class ET record with a 660 with a 9 at 208.91 miles an hour. Well, at the close of Saturday's last qualifying session, a 660 would only get you into the middle of the field. So let's go back to the beginning. During the first round of Friday's qualifying in 63 degree weather, Jason Lyne in his Summit car set everyone on the air by turning in a 660 with a 2 at 209.26 miles an hour right out of the trailer, beating the national record. But the question was, could he back it up to keep the record? Well, it really didn't matter because in the other lane, it was teammate Greg Anderson who ran a 655, the sport's first 659, which was a sport's first 6.5 second pass. Then the crowd went nuts. But that was only the beginning of the Speed Fest, as the second round of qualifying saw many of the racers make their personal best in both elapsed time and mile per hour, with racers such as Stevens, Stanfield, and Anderson all running in the 660 plus range. But for Anderson, it would help him in setting the new national record. But then again, would it hold? Now, keep in mind, there's still two more days left in the event. And on Saturday, the jaws kept dropping as the third round of qualifying saw the Slammers Ultimate Pro Stock team of both Tommy Lee and Jed Coughlin both run 660. However, Greg Stanfield stunned the crowd with his pass of a 658. And then Kenny Koretsky, also known as Captain Chaos, turned around and ran a 659.4, also lower than the new national record set the previous day. So let's just say that Jason Lyne would have none of that and turned around and amazed the crowd with a 557 run at 209.26 miles an hour. So, after the final round of qualifying, here's how the sport's quickest and fastest pro stock field was set. Number 1, Jason Lyne, 657 at 209. Number 2, Greg Stanfield, 658 at 209. Kenny Koretsky, 659. Greg Anderson, 659. Richie Stevens, 660. Tommy Lee, 660. Jed Coughlin, 660. All the way down to number 16 spot, the bump spot, which saw Erica Enders in her revived Stratus with a 663 at 208. Who didn't qualify? The top three non-qualifiers, Mark Pollock, Max Naylor, and Warren Johnson, all with 663s. Now, on Sunday, the track was a little tricky with the Pro Stockers going all over the track, real reminiscent of the Nitro Funny Car class. And on Sunday's first round, it would be Jason Lyne stunning the field with a pass of a 655 at 209.75 miles an hour, putting Erica Enders on the trailer. And in other round one pro stock, it was Dave Connolly over Kurt Johnson, Jed Coughlin over Alan Johnson, Tom Martino over Tommy Lee, Greg Anderson over V. Gaines, Larry Morgan over Ken Koretsky, Jim Yates over Greg Stanfield, and Mike Edwards over Richie Stevens. Now, round two action saw Jim Yates take the win over Jed Coughlin, Tom Martino over Larry Morgan, Greg Anderson over Mike Edwards, and Jason Lyne over David Connolly. Now, as a special note, all of the people who were eliminated in round number two of Pro Stock action were in the right-hand lane. So going into the semifinals, it was Tom Martino in his Skull Gear GTO up against Jim Yates and his Wiley X Eyewear GTO. And both guys had a pedal fest just like the funny cars, with Tom Martino taking the win with a 919 at 140 to Yates's 966 at 190.75. Now, in the finals, it was other side of the semifinal ladder, it was Summit Racing Equipment team, Jason Line, up against Greg Anderson. Jason Line took the win with a 658 at 209 to Anderson, 662 at 209. So in the finals, it was Jason Line over Tom Martino with a 659.7 at 208 to take the win, with Tom Martino in the Skull Gear GTO running a 664 at 207, which puts Jason Line 120 points ahead of Greg Anderson going into the Las Vegas race coming in 2 weeks. Tomorrow, Funny Car. That's it for today's Drag World Podcast. I'm Ben De La Vega, and have a great day.